Right, let's learn again. Case we learned the Mishnah over here. Let's the end of the Rav. We're learning Mishnah Dalit, so let's chaz the Mishnah again. We did the Rav. Let's do the Kimafarshim. Ikim Mefarshim Mishnah Dalit. Shichla Zer Benachri Avagav the Shoroiko and Meiraglov Tanein. Even though the Roik and the Meiraglov Tanein of a guy, Bidivre Seifrim, Kiluhein Shalzov, Avdu Be Rabbanan Hekera Shehe Kirioi Tahar Vialide Ze Yedush Shemashe Timu. Shar my noisav who rak midivri seven voloi nisref al nigiyasan tumu v'kadashim. It's an incredible chiddush he's saying. He's saying over here an awesome chiddush is that a guy is a zav. Chazal gave a guy the status of a zav. Memela, all of his bodily emissions have a divin avatuma. Ebazay, so if therefore if a guy is born on the Bas Yisrael, so and this let is shechva zera, we should say the shechva zera is tame. It should be no worse than Roikoi v'zoivoi. And for the Kibbefarshan, Hagufa, since the Roik, the Meraglov, all the Mashke is a limited Rabbana, and we want to make a hacker. What's the hacker? We want the hacker is that Taka, the Zera, is going to be Tor, and that's going to be the hacker. Kval the Kiloi Tavel, let's say the woman has.
The same question. So when you see the guy spit out a baseball game.
Yeah, it's Tommy. It's an Avatoma. It's an Avatoma. The spit
That spit is an Avatoma.
That's why they spit, because they give you give a gift to the Sitra Achra. It's like Maya Machroinim. They want to be Matzliach in throwing a good pitch, so they have to first give to the Sitra Achra the shtickle. Because it's an Avatoma. There is a set of a Zav. And what comes out is an Avatoma. And this is Achra wants the Tumma, like the Maya Machroinim, the word that's Tameh. So you got to give him a Chalik. You give the Sidr Achri, you spit. This is the matonet. It's Ach Mevela. Now you can leave me alone, and I can throw the pitch with the kedusha of it tahara. And you'll always notice all the bad pitches is because they didn't spit before. Azogetas. We've learned today. I never imagined I wake up today in the morning. I would come to this moment and someone would have clarity, understanding the minig America, the minig I was saying the day in the moirdik, unbelievable. You say this like you never heard before. A woman has two ways to become Tameh. Either with Tashmish or with there's a mockum there to clean, to be menake, and if she does not do that, they have to assume there's something to be there, and therefore it's going to be problematic. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yossi, a person that Taka is a young person, does not need to go to the Beis Akisei before he is Toivel, because we could assume that everything came out. Okay, excellent. We did over the Befarshim. Is there a tabla? There's no tabla. Let's chaz the Mishnah quickly. Nachrish, Shapolta, Shechvat, Zera, Yisrael, Tameya. Because the Zera Yisrael is what is Matame. Bas Yisrael, Shapolta, Shechvat, Zera, Nachri, Tahira. Because the guy is star. Oh, but he's a Zav. Einachanami, Hagufa, that the Roik and the Meiraglov is Takan Avatoma. We make a guy into a Zav, but to make a heker that it's only the Rabbanan, the carry is going to be Tar. Weiter.
This is after how many days? You said this is after 3 days, right?
Up to 3 days. I mean, whatever would be Tameh, I guess, I'm assuming this means that whatever would be Tameh by a Jew is at that same moment of time will be tar by a guy. It's totally zebizeh. Weiter the Gemara, Isha Shashim Shabesa. An Isha Shashim Shabesa. But Vilyar de Vitava Vloy Bukiv does Bayah, she did not clean herself, inspect, ki lo tovla. Because then when she goes to the Beis Akisei afterwards, it's going to cause it to come out and be metam her. Balkadi, but I guess when it's inside her body, I'm assuming it's tar because tuma balua, it's in the body. When it comes out eventually, then it's going to be metame. Balkari, shatava vloy hitilis and my meeting on Beis Akisei, kishiatlis and my tome, Rabbi Yosemer, not so quick. That's correct. B'chol of a zokin tamei, but by yellow body tohar, gvaldik mishnehei. Nidosh nasta most b'fia v'yard of a tavla. Woman put. She put money in her mouth. V'yard of a tavla. I wonder what the CDC would say about that. I actually saw yesterday a video showing how Corona spreads. Money, cash, money on dollar bills. a cause. People want to know how did corona spread. Respiratory. Really? That's still not so. You're a doctor, so people are coming. People are they talk about this in the news. That who says it's a respiratory disease? Nothing makes any sense about corona, and all options are on the table to discover what's going on. And they say one of the things they say is the easiest way diseases spread is cash. Every single dollar bill today has a taint of marijuana on it. They say every single $20 bill has some marijuana on it. If it's not brand new, minted fresh, there's going to be put in the fine marijuana. Things spread. So here it's neither should not.
What about the health and status? There are other rights in health and status. A person shouldn't put money in their mouth.
So what's on this Mishnah?
That's a very good question.
Neither what they didn't know, the Mishnais, they didn't know that you get sick, you put in your mouth something that's verstunken, and this money has touched many people most. What's going on over here? There is something.
I would have said it's an Esnan Zola, the
little one. Interesting. Neither Shanasna Mos Bafia Vyard of Itavla Tahira Bitumasa. And she goes down. She's Tahoira Mitumasa. I think I remember once learning something that the reason why they put money in their mouth was because it warded off a koyach of Ra. It's some type of Kabbalistic thing. It was Sakonda for them to go. I don't know, something like this. Shnasa the fear of Yard of Tavu Tahoira Mitumasa. Avol Tmehi he Al Gavaruka. Let's see what this is going on. The mission. There's only 161. Okay, 161, the picture. Roy Kayetz Mirnida. Roik that comes from Nida Hareze Kiroiko Shel Zov Shahu Avatuma. Kisha Rekadam Fia Nida Hanida Vulonekam Pia, as long as Harezu ze bottle gufa, if the roik is inside of her body, then it's bottle gufa imneka acha shatavla hareze roik shaltohira. Aval, here's the issue. Let's say this roik that's nekar before she goes into mikvah, but she keeps it in her mouth, and then when she comes out of the mikvah, she spits it out. So since she was a nida, the roik inside of her body is navatoma. If it was nekar, once it's nekar, it's collected, and it's ready to go out of the body. So now that's not considered the chilik of her body, and now that roik is navatoma. She goes into the mikvah when it's in her mouth, so it's not mitama her because she is in the mikvah. But when she comes out of the mikvah, she spits out that roik. She now has come in contact with an avatam. She's not a nida. She doesn't need to have zayin nikiyim. She doesn't need to go and go through the whole process. But she's now an avatama. She's mutal labala. She's mutal labala, but she's not allowed to go touch chuma. There are two ways that we consider the roik on the coins, kimi shenekar mipia vafilu shehu adayin besech pia. Aleph, im hofchas amadbeos besech pia mitzad letzad. I'm getting nauseous just thinking about this. She has coins in her mouth, and she's moving it letzad letzad. She'oz her roik shal gabi amadbeos nekar besech pia mitzad letzad v'nechshav kimi shenitlash mimukaymai.
That's wild.
Okay, so therefore this roik shall got matbeah. So where's the roik? The roik over here is the roik is on the matbeah. Beis marzika.
The coins are in her mouth, but she jiggles it around. So
this roik on the matbeah. The roik is beetsim on the matbeah. Beis marzika matbeah besech bepia kedei ligroim shei roik matzu bepia kedei liros es simoina to quench her thirst. It doesn't mean that she's swishing the coins in her mouth from place to place. It just means that the quoting the coin in the mouth is a goyrem for the glands to what's the word? To excrete?
Secrete.
Milamalara. How do you say secrete? Secrete with the resh under the resh. Secrete. It's secrete. Melora. Secrete. Okay. Melora. So therefore, it's al shenidlash on the rug mipia al pirash tois yomtiv tois shel. So therefore, fine. Gvaldik. Kosav horaf. Rabbi Avadya Bar Tanura. Bar Tanura is in Italy. Where's Bar Tanura? Bar Tanura. I saw yesterday a picture of Bar Tanura. He died in Eretz. He revolutionized Eretz Yisrael, you know? You know, he revolutionized Eretz Yisrael, the Bar Tanura.
He was a rabbi in Jerusalem.
And he came there at a time when there was almost no one there. He became the Rav Rosh of Yerushalayim. He came there,
in the 16th century.
I think he was a grave digger when he came. When he came there, there was nothing to do. The minig then was widows would come to Yerushalayim to die there. There were a lot of almanis, and they would come to Yerushalayim to die and be buried in Yerushalayim. So there was a large collection of widows that were waiting to die. The problem was there was no one else. Ir shekula almanis. And when they died, there was no one to bury them. So he became the grave digger. That's what it says. I'm not joking. It says this in this book over here. Eretz Yisrael have this very interesting book over here. Vaita, Kosaf Haraf. There are a lot of inaccuracies though in this book. This book, I found a lot of inaccuracies, but there are some very interesting things there. They explain the Smichas Chacham in a very good way. They're a very, very good write-up. I like how they explain the Smichas. The Smicha Doraisa, the Mari Be'Rav, the Bar Be'Levi. The whole story, they go through very nicely. The other things, though, they are not, I don't think they're so accurate. Whatever, who cares? Ma Shehoye Kvar Hoye. Ma Shehiye Hu Shehiye. Soif davar kol nishmas lekimira v'yes mizav shema ki zeh kol adam. Nu, weiter. Ka saf haraf. Shaharoik mitame yes anida mishu maga. Kaloi mar. Shanida negas beroik v'nitmes mimenu v'nasas rishon l'tumma v'yafu mishu maga l'chalal harizem maga beis hasasarim. What do you mean? It's inside. V'tumma hanagas beis hasasarim eina mitama. Maga haloshan. He's saying now a chidush, because if not for what he says over here on this line, I would have imagined that the tumah will come upon the woman when she emits, when she ejects this collection of roik from her pair when she comes out of the mikvah. No, he's saying she does not need to eject the roik. Just the fact that the roik is in her mouth, even without ejecting, is sufficient, because the tongue, because maga loshna reze kemaga shahu yivarim bahareze metama. Unbelievable, I've never heard this before my whole life. My whole life, I never heard such a chiddush like this before. I learned something new today. Something new. Never heard this. Is that the tongue has the status of an avim b'chutz? It's not together tumas space hasasodim. The lashoin. That's now you understand why Avraham he fed the malachim three lashoinos in chardol, because he was basically saying over here, I know who you guys are. You can't fake me out. A faker is someone who has secrets. Base Sodom, he gave them a tongue to show, even though the tongue is on the inside, but the tongue has the status of a davash mevachutz. It's a gilui. So to you, malachim, you think you're coming in disguise, you're out of him. I know who you are. You are angels. Malachi Elokim, you can't hide from me. You can't hide from me. This is why he gave them the losha in the tongue, because the losha is the only part of the body, even though it resides in the panim, has the status of a davash mevachutz. Haramaisa? Like Levart? It's more the Gevart over here. We have tongues on the outside. You're supposed to have a tongue. B'chardel, now I have a new pshat, a whole drush over here. Drush on the Mishnah. Vaita, vaita, unbelievable. So this we say over here, on the way, on the bottom of it, he says over here, v'harash, v'harash, perishu, sharoik, metame, esoisa, b'masa. The roik is metame, the woman, b'masa. So the Rosh and the Rosh are saying, going even weiter. He's saying it's time b'masa. Mashke hazav is time b'masa. Who says? I guess that's halacha. The mashke, the roik, the bodily fluids of a nida is metam b'mashke. So therefore, just by her walking around. Let's read those last two paragraphs again. Kosav Rav, sharoik metam es anida mishum maga. Zemachleikis, the Rav. On one side of the ring, we have the Raf. And the Raf says, Okay, but obviously it's also called b'chutz. It's also a din of chutz. Why is it din of chutz? Because if the tongue had a din of panim, there's no din masa b'fanim. Okay, let's go back to the mission. Let's go back to the mission. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Anida shachaisa memois b'fia v'yarda." What?
Why are
I don't know. I guess you got to put it somewhere. Maybe they thought no one would learn it then. They can hide it. I'm not joking. Think about that. Maybe they bedafka. These mishnayos are very unpleasant. They're very unpleasant. Talking about a balkari, about a woman that's nichshol in a terrible sin, a man that's born a guy on a shiksa, or a nice Jewish girl that's nivela to a guy. These are halachas. Is there such a principle? Is there such a thing that, can you say such a thing that Rabbeinu HaKadosh B'Dafka wanted to bury something, an obscure part of the codex, of the code, because he knew that not everyone would learn everything. He knew that the vast majority of the Klal Yisrael, he knew HaPiruch HaKadosh, that the Gantz Klal Yisrael is not going to learn every single Mishnah. They're going to be selective in what they learn. Not everyone is blessed to have the time to learn everything. And Mimela, there are certain unpleasant things that if you're not going to learn everything, you know, this is something you should skip. And he bedavka hid it in parts of sections of Torah that he knew people were not going to go learn. Can you say such a thing? Is it shaykh to say such a thing? Because these halachas are obviously, these are bali avera. Everything over here is an avera. A guy is being born a yid is being born a guy, a man is having an emission. If you know, according to Breslov, they would take this, they would burn this whole thing over here. You go on Avenue J, they give you these books, and they tell you what's going to happen to you. Or the whole Breslov, the whole Rav Breslov is all built upon, is all about this. Oh, it's an obsession, a sickness, an obsession about these type of things. And over here, it's just really, as a matter of fact, big deal. A guy's a balkari, goes to the mikvah. Every other day, he's a balkari, goes to the mikvah. Does he go to the mikvah first? The zokin, this, that. Or, hey, so once you're balkari, you're already born a goya. A Jewish girl is nivla to, right? It's shocking, right? Breslov would go berserk over this. So Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he buried it in the section of the Torah where he knew people would not learn so often. And Pukhazi Ma'amadavar, who learns the Masechta Megillos? Who learns it? Very few people. I'll prove it to you. This is one of the last things that he published. Okay, he published the entire set. Came out the last thing he published in Masechta Megillos. Okay, he has the set already out, going on already for 20 years, and more than 20 years. And I was learning Mishnayos. I wanted to learn Megillos like 2-3 years ago. Couldn't get it, wasn't available. It's the last thing he put out, so it goes to show. Can you say such a chiddush? I don't know. I don't know if you can say such a chiddush. That's a proper thing to say.
I thought stuff was buried in idiots. I thought there's some stuff buried in Nida, but those are things that are related to the halachas of Nida. But let's say idiots is really like a hodgepodge. It's a collection of what happened
bo by yom. I don't know if what I'm saying is correct, but I think there's something there to talk about. Let's go weiter, because over there, so neither shaisa mois b'fiyah v'yard v'tal v'tar mitumasa avol tmehi al gav ruka, because of the spit, because of the saliva. Ruka is not a nice word. Spit. You have to say the saliva. Why she's carrying the saliva? Okay, now we go to a night unfang nosna se'ara b'fiha. She put her hair in her mouth. What does this mean? 162. Nosna se'ara b'fiha pi. She put over here pia harei ze beis hasasarim. She ain't zech she avo mayim l'seichem kimavur b'seif hasmishnah. Aval hase'ar she b'seich pia tzarech tzlitvol b'mayim kashu b'seich pia loy bo isa se'ar b'mayim. When a woman goes to the mikvah, the hair also needs to be immersed. It needs to be fully immersed. And if the hair is in the mouth, therefore it's not being immersed. So nasna sabafia or kafsa yada kortsa or kafsa yada, she folded her hands, or Karza sif soy seha. She pressed her lips very tightly together. Ki ilu loy tavla. 163. Kav sayoda hareze chatzitza b'mokam kifitza sayad. Karza sif osecha shedoycheches sif osecha b'yoyser mischasa habosar hachitzon kolemar piya hareze beis sesesodim. She'ein tzach she'yevo b'mayim b'lil soychoy. Ki mevur b'soyf ha-mishna. Avol kishim ha-dekes sif osecha b'yoyser mischasa eskav gam habosar hachitzon. The boss on the outside should be chutzlis for sign the oisa makom ton bias mayim. So therefore, she cannot press too hard together. Okay, next halacha. Next halacha is ba'adam uvikel umatbilon tameim. A person holds on to a person or to utensils umatbilon tameim because it's a chatzitza. Okay, people who are all elderly people. It's very interesting, very important halacha because this is no halacha lemaisa. There are elderly people that go to mikvah occasionally, and they have someone help them. Erev Yom Kippur, they'll take an elderly person who wants very much to go to the mikvah, and someone goes with him to the mikvah, and then the people will go in the mikvah. They're not going to let go of them. I saw an Aaron Schachter. He doesn't go anymore. Now he's very, very. I don't think he goes to mikvah. I can't imagine he goes anymore. But in the last kufa, he would go to the mikvah all the time in Schmidman, and then he wasn't so well. And then he came every single time. He came with the gabbai, and the gabbai or grandchild. They would go with him to the mikvah. They would go together with him into the mikvah. They got undressed. They went together with him to the mikvah. I saw this many times. So the halach is that when the person is toivel, you have to let go. You can't be. You have to mamish learn that it should be good too. Because I would imagine these like I remember the last kufa I saw. If I was the gabbai, I would be afraid to let go of him. Because he was very difficult for him to go to the mikvah. You know, he's not a youngster, and they had to go down very carefully in the steps. And I would imagine that they wouldn't be so quick to let go. And over here it's saying that if you have to let go, at least for a second, in order there should be a good tefillah. Vayita v'in. Hediach es yodai b'mayim. Let's say you rinse your b'mayim. Okay, this taka was, we learned this before when it came to the mita. The bed, the raglayim. But there, I think you can make a chiddush. You can say that the raglayim is the nishtachim of the mita. They have to say deep in the middle. There's the mita mamish and there's the raglayim. You can be mafrid the raglayim from the mita. We hear you sing in Moed Gezach. The im he diach es yodai b'mayim tohoidim. Why? 164. Haritiva tchilas yodai v'yasakli b'mayim b'yakach oichais b'chli. Yesh mayim ben yodoy leben akli mayim elu mchobarim lemikva nimsa shakli kulu tovul b'mea mikva. Re'etzio 122 v'sham nespa b'shamayim sh'nechshav lemchobarim lemikva rak kashem b'oivi klipas hashom. Al pachas b'kan einu nechshav lemchobarim lemikva. Lacham ha'mayim nimsa ben yodoy leben b'shal oichiz v'chli leben akli harehu rak b'oivi toifecham nasa tviach. Avu emrem k'devi klipas hashom. So yes, in a kasha. How come over there can you say the water is mechubar? Because the water that's going to be between the finger and the kli is going to be only teifeach al menas latviach, which is significantly less than klipas hashom. So why then is it going to be good? Yet yalichein nechamayelu nechsham ki mechubar mulemal mikva v'tamad v'shachol v'amayim heim b'seich hamikva. The water is in the mikdai b'chib b'ayv teifeach menas latviach. We had this before. The only time you need klipas hashom, that's when you're being mechaber two bodies of water. When you want to be mechaber, tzvei, two bodies of water, you need a klipas hashom. You need a klip. But if you're not being mechaber, you're immersed, even a tefeach amanas latfiach is sufficient. When you want to make chibur, then you have to have klipas hashom. It's like you sing a nice melody. You mechaber yourself to the shemayim. Lipas klipas. Remember that? You know who said that? About Aaron, or sure. Lipas klipas. Lipas shmelza. He didn't get along with him. Lipas klipas. So Taka, he's saying a good word. I'm going to go back to him today. I'm going to tell him, Rebbe Anafa, it took 40 years. You don't understand the al-das rabbi. Our boy Mishano could be door for Maram to Elev of him. I finally now understand what you said 40 years ago about Lipas shmelza. Lipas klipas, because in Hilchas Megvois, Chibur, you don't only need Toivel, Tefech Amas Natsiach, but Chibur, you need a klipa, klipas Hashom. You were giving him a compliment. He's saying Lipus Klipus, he's Mechaber. Allah, musicians, the only begeder Taifeach Amlas Latfiach. But Lipus Schmelzer, oh, das is an Hechere Madrega. Das is Chibur, Chibur to the Makar, to the Ma'ein HaMoya Ashchina. Lipus Klipus. Now I understand Das Rabbi. Should I go and tell him that today?
I think we'd rather kick you out of the basement or head first, but that's okay.
He came to speak for us in this room where I'm sitting right now. I got him to come. He spoke for the Siyam, yeah, for the Siyam of Sefer Eoif. He came here and he spoke.
Beautiful.
He spoke. I even have it on my website. Should I send you the link?
Yeah.
He spoke by the Siyam of, how many years ago that was? I begged him to come like 10 times. He finally agreed. He spoke. There was one guy in the shir that was crying. He spoke with such passion. The guy in my shir, he was mamish crying.
Yeah.
Weite. I introduced him.
Or in English?
I think in English. English. I introduced him. I says, we're in the presence of greatness. We're in the presence of. I tried very hard to be mechaber him, to give him covered. Usnu covered la toira. Weiter. He never did anything bad to me. I have nothing to complain about him. He never said a bad word to me. What do I have to say about him? I don't have to say about him. Weiter.
I think he's very good. Where else do you find someone of his caliber that would stoop to learn with 12-year-olds that gives out, you know, cola checks by himself, that you know, goes around in the base medrash? I mean, he's really a very unique person.
He is. He's the only one. He's the biggest feminist in the whole Flatbush. There's no shul in the whole Flatbush that actively asks in Tavea from the Noshim to come daven every morning in shul slichas. He demands from the women in his shul that they come during the aseres he made teshuvah. They should come 7 o'clock for shachas every single day, and they come. The women come. The Young Israel, do they ask the women to come? Is there a women's section in the Young Israel? On a Monday morning at 6:30 in the morning, women should come to daven shachris during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. He sends out emails begging the women should come to shul to daven during the Aseres Yemei Teshuvah. Some rabbim, they go crazy from this. They can't deal with this. What he does. A woman who went there, she told me, she was there. She went daven. Then they came after Shmona Esrei, and all of a sudden it was very quiet. And she looks out the mechitza, she sees all the men are on the table. They have their hands down on the table. And she couldn't believe it. She never saw something so beautiful. The falling of Tachna. This is a Haredi woman. My eyes are popping out. She says, I'm telling you a true story. I never saw men fall Tachna my whole life. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. So I said to her, I said, let me tell you something, Mrs. Let me tell you something. It's taka very nice. I want to let you know something. There is no greater hana for a man in this world. Nothing. There is nothing you can feed him. There's no kavod you can give a man. No food, no pleasure. In any dimension of this felt. Than the hana a man has when it's a regular day, a regular Monday, Thursday, and they're about to say Tachanun, and the shatz finishes, HaMevarech HaSemo Yisrael Bashalom, and for an unexpected reason that no one saw coming, the gabbai gives a clap, Yiskadal. There is no hana in the ganze Welt that can come to that pleasure. Wow! Baruch Hashem, no Tachlan today. There's no greater Hana. I said, and you're telling me you saw the most beautiful thing?
Baruch Hashem, you were able to deflate her to be
perfect. Where do you hear such conversations like this, right? I told you it's totally true. It's unbelievable. V'tama davar shochel since v'amayim heim v'sricha mikva v'daydai b'chibu b'boi v'teva v'nach latich v'lefi z'a yochel litvul k'libu mikva b'efen shamayim mamchasim is a clean me'olof heim rak b'boi v'teva z'efech was latich v'gam z'a also tilichli. Okay, that's the yisod which came already a few times. The only time the klipa sashom is al chibur, but when you're in the mikveh itself, and the only problem over here is was it getoivled? As long as there's a teifech al nas latfiach on the utensil, it's gonna be good enough. So therefore, we say over here is that if the person daksa, you don't have to let go. You don't have to let go because since the person's holding the other person is wet, there's moisture. There's definitely between the two people teifech al nas latfiach is gonna be good. The in idich yodai b'mayim tarim Rabbi Yishrim Rabbi says yirape loose gedesh yavo b'chem moyim. You have to do more. You need more space. 165.
You should make the kli wet before you tie it.
It's the same thing. Make your hand wet. I think they say you should make your hand wet, right? It's the same thing, I guess. I don't know. Let's see. Maybe this is Rabbi Shimon. Let's see over here. Number 165. According to the Tanakama, if you wet your hand, it's, even if you hold it very tightly, Oladas, Rabbi Shimon, Grakish, Rapis, Yodav, also Tilakli, Avalokish, Yodikas, Yodav, Yachas, Klibichazaka. In other words, you need to have much more Revach in between. Chemoichem, Matsin, Bahoya, Maura, Bergvav, Mishnah, Rebbe, Dugman, Nasevsel, Dinzeb, Tsir, 148, Haora, Gimel. Okay, Vaita. And the Mishnah. Vaita, Shabshim, Ashok, the Shabbat, Love, and Mime. Base Hassam, Nuhalach, and Nihalacha. Base Hassam, Base Hakim Motim. Einam tzlichim shivo b'chem moyim. And what is the kamatim, the folds? What are the folds? That's in the makom where the waste comes out of the body. Is that what it means over here? The kamatim means the makom where the tsoya is ejected. It doesn't say over here. Let's now learn the Rav. Let's learn the whole Rav from the very beginning. Then we'll come to it. The Rav from the page 135. It says in Rav Mishnah Chetachar mitumas nida umuteres lebala. Since she has some roik, some saliva in her mouth that has been brought about through putting in her mouth a coin. She put a coin in her mouth, and the coin in her mouth caused the saliva to move. Why did she put a coin in the mouth? I don't know why. That's, she has to pay the cost, the fee for the mikvah. Was it because it was some Kabbalistic thing? Or maybe she wanted to remove any static. Maybe there's some type of technique in order to make herself more healthy. Maybe there's some type of danger in the water, and putting the coin in her mouth is some type of metal which will cause the chemical reaction of electrons, neutrons, to prevent any illness. No such thing, right? Nonsense. Vaita, science fiction. Tahira al tumeim al gabi ruka shenitlash al hamois. So Rava here is shenitlash al hamois koydem tevil, because the water has been nit, the saliva has been nitlash from the glands and has now been positioned upon the coin. The mela, it's now no longer part of both her body. It's going to be an avatum with nitlash al hamois koydem tevil v'toma mitoras maga, and now it's going to be metame from the laws of maga deroika metame b'maga uve masa. And then the Rav Taka says masa also. But the Rav says the Tumah is mitoris maga. And that's what the Rosh and the Rash say, no, the Tumah is in masa. What? But the Rav says no, it's in maga. Ois yudal, what does it say over here? Yudal on the side. The linyan tevila have ketomo. The linyan Tumah have goloi. Maybe what he's trying to say over here is the chiddush. Is that the mouth, the base has to start in the mouth, is not, there's no dinmasa. Maybe that's the machlokes. According to the Rav holds he can't become tami dinmasa, because the mouth indeed is the mokum base has to start in. So since the mouth is the mokum base has to start in, there's no din tumas masa binogia the mouth, but midin mago, then the tongue is called the mago. And maybe the Rash and the Rosh, they disagree. And they said the same way the mouth is called the mokum, the tongue is called the mokum nigle, binogea maga, it's oichi, the mokum nigle, binogea masa. And the masa comes before, the masa comes before the maga, I mean, it all comes together. Maybe that's the machlek, because make a lom shashir, give it tzir mitzvah Shabbos, and Rabbi Halmasham shum to be mazbe, machlek is from the Rosh, and the Rav, benogia the sugya of magomas that somehow fitted fashtupin into some gemara anywhere in Shas that happens to be dafyomi. If there's a will, there's a way. If there's a will, someone will come and ask you for money. Vaita. Nos nos ara bepiletsa, she puts hair in her mouth. Velo bohamayim bisara, the hair did not come, touch it. Or, karitsa, she was probably wearing those new veil, what's it called? New veil? Veil shetels? What is that called? There's a new shetel now that you're not allowed to wear? There's a new type of shetel you're not allowed to wear? I was somewhere on Shabbos, and the father asked his daughter, who was just got married, "Do you have one of those shetels? Tell me the truth. Do you have one of those shetels?" So they said, "Do you know what it is?" I said, "I have no idea. I have no idea what it is. But tell me, do you have one of those shetels?" He really asked her. So the brother said she has four of them. So she says, "No, she doesn't. She only has two." Let's say she pressed the lips very tightly together, and the male, she's it's not even a kosher tzvila. She's also labala. Ha'iches v'adam b'kelim b'matbilan. You hold on to a person and matbilan t'meim. The memakim achizasay loy b'omayim. But v'midiach yadav b'mayim t'harim l'fisha mashke sh'al yadav b'schabel me'am b'kvar shuv in a kind of chatzitza. Ta'yfeach ha'b'nas la'tviach. If you went, you first put your hands, therefore there's some moisture, and that's sufficient. Rabbi Shimon Amar Yirape, it's not sufficient. You need more. Give me Rabbi Ankel. Next, now we go to the part that we don't understand. Three places. The ear, inside the ear, inside the nose, inside the mouth. The armpit.
So the general word base hasar really means bodily orifices.
Cavity. Cavity, any cavity. Any cavity, right. Even the Beis HaKamotim over here, he says in the Rav, the Beis HaKamotim says, "I have a dirty mind." I thought Beis HaKamotim meant the Pia Tabas. That's what I thought. But he says it means Beis HaKamotim means the armpit. You see, that's how you can tell what a person's holding in life. You say something like this. Oh, Taka does say it. It does say, it says both. Okay, shal shechi v'shal erev. I didn't realize. Okay, so I was right. So, see, I was right. I gave a fine. V'shal shechi, the armpit, v'shal erev. But what did I think first? I thought, yeah?
Shechi got the armpit. I thought shechi is the back, no?
No, I think shechi is the armpit. I'm pretty sure shechi is the armpit.
Let's look up modern Hebrew.
Let's go to Google. Google, please tell me. Alexa, are you available, Alexa? Wake up, Alexa. Alexa, you there? Alexa, okay. Okay, Google. No, sleeping.
This is one of the ones that had a funny story. She had one of his kids said, "Alexa, is Slurpee's kidneyous?" She had a 7-year-old. That Alexa knows everything, so she asked Alexa that question.
So what'd she say, Alexa? What's she passing?
I don't know.
It's no joke. You can ask her anything. They know a lot. They know more than most Rabbanim. She knows more. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. Shechi. Translate armpit. It says armpit. As I said, Google Translate. Translates it as Besa Shechi. Shechi, armpit. Then there's also Shechi. Axila and axter. What do those words mean? You need a dictionary. You need a dictionary for the dictionary.
You're right. I read. So that goes to show where exactly my mind is. Okay. Fine.
Beis Hashachi is an armpit. Fine. And the erva. So if I was right because he says first Beis Hashachi, then he says second the erva. I have a one-track mind. I only thought it meant the erva. I didn't know that it meant the Beis Hashachi. You see?
I thought that one was the front and one was back. So I guess great minds run in the same sewer.
Oh, come on. You're a doctor. Weiter. Base shall shachiv shall erve inami kimatim shall zokon uzikena shebesodim. Oh, wrinkles. Oh, you don't want to tell this to women. Shall zokain uzikain, an old man, old woman, shebesodim nikmat. If a person has folds on their body, I guess they did not have Botox in those days. If they would have had Botox, this Mishnah would not have been printed. This halakha would never have been taught. A person who has folds on their skin and water does not get into that those folds. Ain't soch shayova bohemayim. Look forward to old age. Look at the milas of being old. You don't have to worry about the immersion of your entire body. Whatever under the fold is okay. Think about the benefits. You can get a lunch from Chabad for $1.25 in the Industrial Midwood, and when you go to mikvah, you don't have to worry about the folds. The water doesn't have to get in every part of your body. Those are the benefits of old age. Vita.
Once you get to hear shir from a fantastic maggot shir.
They don't come to my shir. They don't come to my shir. They don't come. I'm not part of that program. They don't come to my shir, the people downstairs.
Why not?
They don't. Most of them not even Jewish. Not a Jewish thing downstairs. There are some Jews who come, but I don't think it's a Jewish thing downstairs. They rent space. There are some Jews who come. There are some from people who come. They make it more Jewish oriented because it's in a shul. It's a government program. Uncle Sam. Uncle Shmuel.
Do they have Russians there or no?
What?
Do they have some Russians there?
I don't know. I never go down there. I once went down there. I think the person who runs is a Russian. I once went down there during Corona. I went into the kitchen to get a cup. Ooh, they wanted to kill me. They thought I was poisoning. They mamish wanted to shoot me. I needed a cup. I went into the downstairs. I took a cup out of the kitchen. And they wanted it. They thought I was poisoning them. What do you want from me? So I don't go down there anymore. I don't want to go fight with them and down anymore. And right now it's closed. Right now there's nothing holding it shut down because of Corona. Supposedly they're going to open up just to pick up food. You can pick up food soon, and then maybe next year they'll open up again the program. We'll be able to have dancing and singing. You can play Hatikva, Alagudazach Bingo, Hatikva, and you can wait to get your number, wait online to get a lunch downstairs for $1.25 from Chabanash. And Uncle Shmuel, our good old Uncle Shmuel, he's paying the bill. Uncle Shmuel are the good tax, the taxpayers. You, I don't pay taxes, but you will be paying for these people to have a good lunch. Vayta base chas a sudden base akamotim einam sechem shavu b'mayim over the raf base akamotim shal shachim shal every nami kamotim shal zakim v'zakeinu shem sudden nikmot it's folded ein tzach shiyav b'mayim d'chsev v'chol asher yiga boy hazav v'yadav lo yishotaf b'mayim v'chi it says has not been rinsed v'chi b'shtifas yadayim nita hazav alo tefilas kol akuf b'mayim chayim hu tzach elo the Gemara is making a drosha lo yimulucha ma yadav b'nira. Just like the hands are benirim, I've called b'sor benirim to drasha. Yodav shotav ma'im is the yad is going to be a binyan av, a binyan davash bechlal v'yotz mechal l'lamir lo l'lamal atzma yotz l'lamir kol haklal kul yotza. The ganze guf has to be benigle, nish benister. Just like the yadayim is benirim, av yod b'sor benirim v'pral beis asasadim she'afal pi chenar mechacham l'ilam yilam adam b'sor beis she'dehe isha madicha kimotecha b'shas tila. I never heard this Gemara before. A member of Shachazal anywhere? You know, called her a cool. I never recall coming across a Shachazal. Kach Omri Chacham. Le Oilam. This doesn't ring a bell at all. Le Oilam. Le Oilam is a very powerful word. Yilmad Adam Besech Besai Shetehe Isha Medicha Kimoteha. She should rinse even the folds. Beshas Tfila. You remember this Shachazal? You heard this Chazal before?
Yeah, they teach it to them in college class.
They teach the Kala class? They teach to them?
I believe so.
They don't have any kimotech in the Kalas, the young girls. Dinehi the ain't srichin love b'chamayim mokem horoy l'bias mayim binan. Even though the taka don't need the word come, roy kolorei l'bila, ain bila ma'keves. Tremendous chiddush. It has to be roy l'bias mayim. Why? What's the chiluk? Tremendous chiddush over here going. There's a lot of lumps over here, not for now. Okay, let's see over here what is over here in the Ikum Mefarshim of Mishnah. Ikum Mishnah Hey. Ikum Mefarshim Mishnah Hey on page 135. Hakdama. Mishnah Seinim Elabinesh Shemeshatat Fil Tzorach Shemayim Yevob Bechol Mokam Beguf. The Chatzitza Paisels. This is the Mishnah, the Barvus, the Mishnah is a Sugya of Chatzitza. Karza sifsa secha, she pressed her lips together tightly. B'gemar mashma she'im atzma, she'im otzma. Einecha b'yoyis, oh, what about the eyes? How come the Mishnah only discusses the closing of the lips? What about the closing of the eyes? Av b'chein also la tefila b'perish aran, she'ksha otzma einecha loy mahadke kimotim kulahaya la'akeh ha'mayim b'lelova. Psst. He says that when a woman closes her eyes even very tightly, it's not going to help. Even if you close your eyes, it's a tremendous. I would say just the opposite. I would say, not for this, I would say is that because if you close your eyes, that's talking the way it's supposed to be. Shmira senayim. If you personally close eyes very, very tight, this is the Adam. Zehu kol Adam. This is the machusa. The person has to go to Mikkah in his natural form. The natural form of a person is his eyes should be closed. Because Shmira Sinayim. But it's not natural for a person to keep his mouth shut. Because Vayipach Ba'abav Nishma Sinayim Ruch Memalala, Nevashchai Ruch Memalala, the mensch is meant to be mispalal to the Ebishtah. So if you're going to close your mouth too tightly, you're doing something that's not natural. Haramayis is a very good Josh. That if you go, look at this chiluk. Chiluk because when you go to the mikveh, if you close your eyes very tightly, it's okay. If you close your mouth very tightly, it's no good. Why? Because the mouth has to be a little bit open and the eyes can be completely shut. What's the shot? So he's saying over here in the Ikim Farsh Mechidush Noirov Admoid that no matter how tight you close your eyes, you're not going to be able to prevent the water from getting into the folds that while you're closing. Okay, I hear the answer. That's what I'm shot. I want to say another shot. Because going to mikveh, you're going to mikveh in your ideal state. The ideal state of man is Shmir Sinayim. The ideal state of man is not to keep his mouth shut. A person has to speak a little bit. You have to daven to Hashem. Because the etzem man, creation of man is l'ruach mimalala. Hear my word?
I do, but I would say if you look at the Rav on the definition of Beis HaStarim, you see that he doesn't include the eyes. He just says toch ozen, toch chotem, and toch pe. So you see that the eyes are not considered.
I hear what you're saying. Let's go now to.
But I think your pshat is nice when you speak for the ladies.
For the ladies, the men are the ones who need shmir sinai, not the ladies. Vait 136. Beis hasasarim, beis hakimotim, ayin rav kasav shulchan aruch im lo hidicha beis hasarim, beis hakimotim shalom nimsa b'chem david akoytetz. Also, let's say you go, a person finds in his nose, in his ears, in his armpit, he finds treasures in these areas. Then also like tefila. Because it has to be called a royal labila, and labila makaves. It has to be available. Oy kasav tzrich lachtes shinecha. She has to lachtzeis shinecha shloyehebrem davichoy. She has to. What's the word lachtzeis? What's lachtzeis? Shinecha. To clean the teeth. Why is it lachtzeis means to clean? Lachtzeis shinecha shloyehebrem davichoy. It's imtava v'nimsa shum davichadavik be'alvam loyos latvila. So a woman has to brush her teeth before she goes to mikvah. Floss her teeth. Is that taka the halacha? Women, they floss their teeth before they go to mikvah? Really? They floss their teeth, they have to make sure there's no chatzitza whatsoever. Okay, let's see over here what it says in the tabla. Is there a tabla? 65. Okay, 65, we have over here nida shetavla. We have over here a nida shetavla kisha bepia maos. There's money in the mouth. It's davar shavaseis, but luchein tar mitumas nida umuteres labala aval naseis rishon l'toma maga broik shenit lash benesa v'sechpia v'nasa mashka nida avatoma. Fine. Next halacha. Sago yado be'oy be'pia be'chayzek nos nosei
b'sechpia. And according to the Rosh, and the Rosh, it's also for masa,
not only naga, it's masa. Sago yada b'pia b'chayzek, not nasa b'psech pia oish sago yada oish v'asecha b'chayzek, nish'eres b'tumasa ki lo yitav l'fi shamayim lo bo b'sa'ora oish b'sech yada oish b'sfasecha. Because if it's too tight, it's not going to come into it. It's not going to touch her here. Did not touch her here. Did not into her hand. And not her lips. Okay, next. Ha'oich ez ba'odem b'keil m'matvilom. Tanakama achizase choytzen b'tmeim. Elim kein hiktim. That's afi ha-peh be-sakamotim shal shechi ve-erva yinami kamotim be-or in the skin ein tzarech she-yavoy b'chem mayim avol tzarech la-dicham heitev very well she-hiu ru'im l'bi'as mayim. Okay, that's where we're up to now to Perek Tes. Okay, we have to stop over here. I gotta go. Okay, so B'yir Hashem, tomorrow is Thursday. Tomorrow is Thursday. So B'yir Hashem will learn tomorrow Perek Tes.
Very good.
Okay, Zay Gesund.
Thank you very much for letting me.
Thank you. Please, who asked to thank who? Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. All the best. You're excited. You said all the best. Sei gesund.